From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will conclude his series in the Lord's Prayer as he brings the final portion of a message called Faith's Final Fervent Word in Prayer. First, please enjoy this sermon clip from the Senior Minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, the Reverend Armin Tomasian.
The Spirit of God comes into the believer's life and opens their eyes continually, not just once, not just at the point of regeneration, though that does happen then. Our eyes are opened. Before there was no beauty in Him that we should desire Him. All of a sudden my heart goes out after Him. All of a sudden I see Him as a lamb slain for my sin. All of a sudden that which I was ignorant to becomes illuminated in my heart and I see Him as the very need of my soul. Yes, there's a removal of the scales, a recognition of Him, but there's an ongoing need for our eyes to be enlightened, for the Spirit of God to help us to see more of Christ and knowledge of Him. And why? So that we might not only convey beauty by the activity of the Spirit in my life, but perceive beauty by the activity of the Spirit in my life. So I'm conveying Christ by a holy life. The Spirit comes and gives me before the Lord dove's eyes. Eyes that emanate the character and very nature of the Lord by the Spirit working in my heart. So I'm conveying beauty. But I'm also perceiving beauty. I need those dove's eyes that I might see Him in all of His glory and all of His splendor. Is that not the need this morning, beloved? Know your own heart this morning. The temptation, if you haven't been awakened and enlivened already this morning, is to just take that bread and take that cup and go through the motions completely separate from what's going on. And your eyes haven't been lightened. You haven't seen Christ there upon the cross. You're not seeing the blood by faith washing away your sin and reconciling you to God and giving you a standing and security that you're right with Him. You're not seeing it. You're just seeing the bread and you're seeing the cup. You just see the elements. But by the Spirit of God, we're to see Him. I need to see the blood shed for my sin. I need to see that body broken with the eye of faith. I need to see it. The eyes of my understanding being enlightened. Oh, Spirit of God, give us the help we need.
Deep in my heart there's a gladness. Jesus has saved me from sin. Praise to His name, what a Savior. Cleansing without and within. Mercies around Him. Grace.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the final message in this series on the Lord's Prayer. We hope these studies have been a blessing to you and have encouraged you to increased fervency and devotion in the place of prayer. Dr. Cairns has been dealing with the very last word in the prayer, Amen. Far from being a mere formality with which to close a prayer, Amen declares a number of significant truths. First, in saying Amen, which means fixed, established, or steady, we assert our sincerity in prayer. This is a word of commitment with which we bind ourselves to live by what we pray. In the second place, in saying Amen, we declare our faith in our faithful God. Then, by saying Amen, we express our trust in the mediation of Christ, who is called the Amen. Lastly, by saying Amen, we proclaim our expectation of God's answer. We are expressing our confidence in God. Now here's Dr. Cairns to conclude this message, faith's final fervent word in prayer.
we come before God with our amen to express our trust in the mediation and the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fourth thing we do, when we utter this final word of the Lord's Prayer, we proclaim our expectation of God's answer. In many ways, amen is itself a plea or a petition, but it is also a statement of confidence. It means literally, may it be or let it be or so be it. We have a divine indication of its meaning, as I've shown you already in Jeremiah 28. But in Jeremiah 11, verse 5, it's possibly even clearer. God says, I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. So be it, O Lord. Or, amen. In other words, amen is the direct opposite of that little phrase that you find in the English Bible a few times, God forbid. When you look up the Greek text that's translated God forbid, there's no mention of God in it at all. It simply means, may it not be. May it not be. That's God forbid. May it be. It's saying, God do it, or God will do it. It's the strongest affirmation of the fact that we expect God's answer. Amen is our expectation based upon our amen God and His amen promise, which we claim on the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, I am the amen. Ours, therefore, is a well-grounded amen. A well-grounded assurance and expectation that God will answer prayer. Since the amen, so be it, let it be, is putting it all in God's hands, is therefore a word of submission to God's will. But that in itself makes it an assurance of God's answer. We have a text in 1 John 5:14 and 15 that we all do well to take note of. Not just to learn it off by heart, but to get it into our hearts. To meditate upon it until God burns it into our souls. Because I cannot think of any greater promise in the New Testament, any more important text when it comes to the matter of being assured that your prayers will be answered. This is the confidence that we have in Him. Stop there. What is the confidence that we have in Him? That we feel good, that we have had great liberty in prayer, that we have had a spine tingling experience, that we have felt our hair stand on end, that some character beside us has blabbered in some unknown tongue, as he calls it, which is usually, in almost every case, just the babbling, the New Testament word, the babbling of a tongue saying nothing. So is that experience? Is that what gives us confidence? No. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, there's the amen of submission. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And that's the amen of assurance. That expectation will not be disappointed. In Revelation 19, verse 4, we read of the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures falling down and worshipping God upon his throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. In other words, when we see the final vision of heaven, the amen of asking has given place to the amen of acknowledgement. And it is linked to the great hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Now this opens up a whole new train of thought, which in itself is a breach of the rules of homiletics. You never come to the end with something brand new. That's what the experts say. Well, it's nice to be a journeyman and not an expert then, for I can do what I want. Compare the 5 books of the Psalms. There are 5 books of Psalms. 1 to 41, 42 to 72, 73 to 89, 90 to 106, and 107 to the end. 5 books of Psalms. The first 3 books, Psalm 41, 72, and 89, they all end with the double amen. The 4th book of Psalms ends with amen, hallelujah. The 5th book of Psalms ends with a single hallelujah. You think that through. And I think you will find there is an indication of the progress through life, through prayer, through desire, through faith into heaven, when finally everything is wrapped up in undiluted praise, when every expectation is fulfilled. The man who can honestly place his amen to his prayer will undoubtedly place a hallelujah to his praise, and that for all eternity. Here's our expectation. God will answer prayer. The final word. What a word it is. I trust that God will take the little that we have said upon it this morning to emblazon upon your heart and mind just what a privilege it is. Privilege that belongs truly only to God's redeemed people, that you can come into God's presence and utter this great amen. Let us, by God's grace, banish from our praying the heathenism and the hypocrisy that Christ warned us of at the very beginning of the passage we have studied for this last year. Let us banish from our praying the babbling. Do you remember we spent some time studying what Jesus said about that? in the earlier part of Matthew 6. Let us banish from our praying the babbling, the empty words. Let us banish the cold heart. Let us banish the meaningless ritual. And let the Amen ever be in our souls a divine fire, a thoughtful expression of sincerity, of faith in our God, of reliance upon Christ, and of expectation and assurance of the answer. Always remembering that the Amen of prayer will be swallowed up in the Hallelujah of prayer answered. May God teach us truly to pray. Let's bow our heads. Let's all pray. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. I trust our hearts are open. As we come to the end of this prolonged study of prayer, as Jesus taught us how to pray, will you honestly lift your heart to the Savior, as did the disciples of old, and say, Lord, with my Amen standing under this petition, I ask, teach me to pray. Make me a man of prayer. Don't just say it, for the Amen commits you to be it. Will you ask the Lord for that today? And as a church, let's ask Him, Lord, make us a praying people who know how to get through to God in this great matter of prayer. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we thank Thee that every word of God is both precious and pure. We thank Thee that every word of God is inspired and important. We thank Thee, O Lord, for what we have seen in Thy word today about this great Amen that undergirds the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, use this word from God to speak to all our hearts. O God, use it, we pray, to convict us of our sin and coldness. We pray that Thou wilt hear our confession, cleanse us and restore us, and teach us what it is then wholeheartedly, faithfully, expectantly, sincerely to pray in the name and through the merits of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for these months that we have spent around this passage of God's Word. We thank Thee, our God, for the instruction of our Redeemer Himself on this all-important matter of our appearing before God in the place of prayer. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt remind us, both preacher and listener alike, remind us, O God, of these precious truths and make them fruitful, that we may truly learn how to pray. As we end this meeting, Lord. As a united company now of Thy people, we lift our hearts to Thee, and in obedience to our Savior, from the very depths of our being, we would join to pray as He has instructed us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.